Hi, this is Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. In recent times, a number of alternatives for working from home or in the gig economy have become available. The convenience, or sometimes the necessity, of being able to work non-conventional hours can be attractive as well, and many people are making a living in new or formerly unknown occupations, such as cryptocurrency. Unfortunately, where new money-making opportunities exist, unscrupulous people have created scams that will try to make money on non-existent or fraudulent occupations. This week, I'll be reading articles from the FBI and from the Federal Trade Commission on some of these scams and how to identify and protect yourself from them. Our first article is from the FBI, and it addresses cryptocurrency job scams. FBI, cryptocurrency job scams. Cryptocurrency job scams began when scammers, masquerading as employers of legitimate companies, recruit victims for work-from-home, online-only positions. When a victim expresses interest, scammers provide online training. Once trained, the victim will begin to perform a series of tasks to receive a salary and commission. These tasks vary from scheme to scheme, but they all require the victim to deposit their own money via cryptocurrency or money transfers into a platform for the job to be completed. In the beginning, victims believe that they're making a profit, since it's common to allow victims to withdraw earnings. Over time, victims must deposit larger amounts of money to complete their tasks. This does not appear concerning because, up until now, victims have been able to withdraw their money each round and have been informed by the scammer that larger deposits mean larger commissions. At a certain point, however, victims are met with a new and extremely large deposit requirement. Crucially, this requirement comes when the victims have already deposited a significant sum into the platform and haven't been able to withdraw that money. As a result, the victims do not have the money to fulfill this requirement, and their account is frozen. In the end, the scammers steal any money in the victim's account. If you believe you may have been victimized, stop sending money to the scammers, and file a report on the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. The process. 1. The selection of the victim. Scammers use a variety of methods to initially lure and contact victims. Here are some of the most common methods. Social media. Scammers use social media to post part-time job opportunities in varying messaging boards and in groups. They often contain a contact number for WhatsApp, Telegram, or another messaging application for the victim to make an initial inquiry. Texting. Scammers text victims and state that they work for a reputable company. The scammers ask whether the person is interested in a part-time job position. They ask the victim to switch to a private messaging application, like WhatsApp or Telegram, to learn more. 2. Explanation of the job. Once the victim expresses interest, they will receive information regarding the position. The entire scam, from recruitment to conclusion, is done online. Generally, scammers will pose as employers of legitimate companies to broaden their appeal. Although the company's names and reasons for the job vary, most cryptocurrency job scams involve a job meant to bolster the reputation or efficiency of a company through routine, often click-based tasks provided by the victim using a computer or cell phone. Generally, these tasks are performed by a website provided by the scammer, which the victim must be invited to for initial access. Common characteristics of cryptocurrency job scams. Criminals. Pose as employees of well-known companies. Don't ask for professional references. Require you to deposit your own cryptocurrency or money transfers to perform work. claim that the more money you deposit, the larger the commission you'll make. Claim that more tasks you perform, the more money you'll make. Require you to check in with a customer service group for each set of tasks. Require you to withdraw proceeds after each round of tasks. Offer bonuses randomly during the process, sometimes simply for registering your account. Warn you not to tell exchanges or banks about what you're doing. Accept various cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, Tether, or Ethereum. Also accept money payments. Only pay your salary if you perform the work almost, if not, every day. Promise that when a negative balance shows up, you'll receive a much larger commission. Encourage you to take out loans to cover the large negative balance or ask family or friends for help. Claim that the issuance of this task that resulted in a large negative balance is random, or the customer service has no control over it. Threaten that unless a minimum amount is deposited each day while the account is frozen, the account will never be able to be unlocked. What is the FBI doing about this type of fraud? The FBI is investigating fraudulent cryptocurrency scams. The FBI may attempt to contact you via email and phone call to provide crucial information regarding this matter if you've been identified as a potential victim of a cryptocurrency job scam. Should you not answer, we will leave a voicemail and provide instructions on how to verify our identity. The FBI will never ask for money, move communications to private messaging apps, or request bank account details or personal identifying information. What do you do if you're a victim? If you believe that you or someone you know may be a victim of a cryptocurrency job scam, stop sending any money to the suspected criminals and submit a report to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov or contact your local FBI field office. Please do not notify the suspected criminals of the FBI's presence. It may compromise our ability to investigate. Be wary of anyone claiming that they can recover your funds, as this may be another scam. Information to report to the FBI. When submitting a report to ic3.gov, if possible, include the following: information regarding how the individual initially contacted you and how they identified themselves. Include identifying information such as a name, phone number, street address, email address, and username. Financial transaction details, which include cryptocurrency addresses, the amount, type of cryptocurrency, date, time, and transaction IDs. Financial transaction details. The most important information you can provide in your report are transaction details. These unique identifiers vary in length and look like long strings of random letters and numbers. Below are examples of some important transaction details. If you're unsure whether a transaction information you have is relevant, please include it. Transaction detail: cryptocurrency addresses. An example: 0x58566904F7, EAC4E9ED D81B BC2F877865EC D35985. Transaction detail: amount and cryptocurrency type. Example: 1.02345 Ether. Transaction details: date, times. Example: January 2023, 12:01 a.m. EST. What if I do not have transaction information? If you do not have transaction information, please still submit a report. to www.ic3.gov and provide as much information as you have. What other information should I provide? Provide any other information you may have about the scam, to include where and how you first encountered the scammer, your communications with the scammer, for example, emails or texts, and associated identifiers, such as names, email addresses, and phone numbers. Any domain names, website addresses, or applications the scammer instructed you to use. Any two-factor authentication or one-time passcode information. Any cryptocurrency exchanges you use to send or receive funds. The timeline of the scam. Tips for avoiding cryptocurrency job scams. The FBI has identified potential ways individuals can recognize and deter this activity. Verify the validity of any offer of employment from strangers or online posts. Remember, no legitimate job opportunity requires you to deposit your own money to perform tasks. Be on the lookout for domain names that impersonate legitimate companies. Misspelled URLs, often with a slight deviation from the actual financial institution's website, may be fake. Don't download or use suspicious-looking apps as a tool for investing unless you can verify the legitimacy of the app. If a job offer seems too good to be true, it likely is. Be cautious of get-rich-quick schemes. If an unknown individual contacts you, do not release any financial or personal identifying information, and do not send any money. Don't accept work-from-home jobs from someone who randomly reaches out via text message or through social media. If you already invested funds and believe you are a victim of a scheme, do not pay any additional fees or taxes to withdraw your money. And don't pay for services that claim to be able to recover lost funds. Our next series of articles is from the Federal Trade Commission, and they address scams that may be present in so-called gig jobs, task scams, and other related work offers. From the BCP staff, can you unbox the signs of a reshipping scam? A work-from-home job promising easy money and a fancy title like Delivery Operations Specialist or Quality Control Manager might sound great. But if the offer says all you need to do is receive shipments, repackage them, and then send them on to a new address, it's a reshipping scam. Here's what the employer leaves out of the job description. When scammers send fake job offers, they sometimes lie about being affiliated with familiar companies like Amazon or FedEx. And they use stolen credit card or bank information to send you high-dollar items like brand-new electronics. Your job is to throw out the original box and receipt and ship these stolen goods onto another address, often an international one, where it can't be tracked. You may not even know it was a scam until payday comes and goes without a word, or a dollar. And your employer has ghosted you. And if you shared personal information like a bank account or a social security number or a photocopy of your ID, you might have an identity theft problem. No matter how someone packages a job offer, take these steps to avoid a scam. Search the employer online. Look up the name of the company or the person who's hiring you, plus the words scam, review, or complaint. If others say that they've been scammed by that company or person, walk away. Talk with someone you trust. Describe the offer to them. What do they think? This also helps to give you vital time to think about the offer. If you think you've already shared personal information, go to identitytheft.gov steps to get advice on how to protect yourself before identity theft happens. Reshipping goods is never a real job. Report these scams to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov and to the U.S. Postal Inspection Service at usps.gov/report. From the Federal Trade Commission, August 14, 2025. How to spot and avoid task scams. You get an unexpected message on WhatsApp, Telegram, text, or social media. The person says you can make quick money online doing tasks. It sounds simple, and the message says you'll get paid right away. But this could be a scam. Read on to find how to spot and avoid them. Task scams, or gamified job scams, begin with an unexpected message offering you work during things like optimization or product boosting online. You complete the tasks through an app or an online platform and, supposedly, earn money through a commission with each click you make. But the spoiler alert, there aren't any commissions, and only the scammers make money. As you complete each task, you'll see what looks like more and more supposed earnings in the app. They're fake, but sometimes the scammers want you to think those earnings are real. So they might pay you a little, usually $5 to $20, to gain your trust. Then the scammer turns the tables. To unlock and complete your next set of tasks, and to be able to get your earnings out of the app, the scammer tells you to deposit your own money, usually in crypto. But even making that deposit won't get you those fake earnings. And your real money will be gone. To avoid task scams, ignore generic and unexpected texts, WhatsApp, or Telegram messages about jobs. Real employers will never contact you that way. Never pay anyone to get paid or to get a job. That's a sure sign of a scam. Don't trust anyone who says they'll pay you to give a positive rating or like things online. No honest company will do that. You can learn more about spotting and avoiding scams at ftc.gov/scams. And please report scams you see to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. From the FTC, Taking the Guesswork Out of Gigs, by Gemma de la Eras, Consumer Education Specialist, FTC. Say you're looking for ways to make extra cash and see an ad for a gig doing lawn or handiwork, house cleaning, or assembling furniture. What they promise you'll make per hour sounds good. When you complete the work, you expect to make what you saw advertised, right? But the FTC says that's not what happened for most people who signed up for gigs on the Handy Technologies platform. The FTC says Handy's ads displayed an inflated hourly rate that most people weren't likely to make. Other ads claimed you could get paid right away, but didn't disclose a fee that would be deducted to expedite payments. Handy, now owned by Angie Services, also charged gig workers fines for incomplete jobs if a customer didn't properly cancel or let them do the work. The FTC says Handy failed to clearly explain how gig workers could avoid those fines. To settle the case, Handy will clearly explain how workers can avoid all possible fines, fees, and charges before people sign up for a gig. The company will also pay $2.95 million to the FTC for consumer refunds. Are you thinking about becoming a gig worker? Here's how to evaluate the opportunity. Research the company online. Read about how it pays workers and other conditions of the job. Understand any charges or penalties that might be deducted from your pay and how to avoid them. Consult with other gig workers. Ask them about their experiences, income, and expenses. Check earning claims. Find out if you'll be paid hourly or by gig. Get a breakdown of your earnings while you're on the job to see if you're getting paid what they promised. Do you expect a company is not delivering on its hourly earning promises or unfairly deducting money from your pay? Tell the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Lights, camera, scam. Stop virtual casting call scams by the BCP staff. You never know when your big Hollywood break will come from, but it probably won't start with an unexpected text message about a virtual casting call. That's likely a scam. Learn the clues to avoid this type of phishing scam. We've heard from people who've gotten text messages from a talent scout offering auditions for a well-known movie like The Devil Wears Prada 2 or a show like Ted Lasso. The unexpected text message might ask you if you're still available tomorrow for a virtual open call. You never were. If you respond, you might end up in a virtual audition that's actually a high-pressure sales pitch to sign up for bogus photo shoots or fake acting classes. But first, a plot twist. There's always a reason you have to pay or hand over bank information before you participate in the casting. Paying to get a job is always a sign of a scam. Real companies won't ask you to pay anything up front. Here are things you can do to avoid a casting call scam. Don't respond to unexpected text messages. Never reply or click links in unexpected messages. You might end up engaging with a scammer. Do some research. Search online for the casting call or the casting director's name with words like scam, review, or complaint. See what others are saying. Never pay to get paid. Scammers will try to charge you for test shoots, headshots, or to secure your spot for a job. A real talent agency finds jobs for you and pays you after the client pays them. Send unwanted texts to 7726, that's spam, or use your phone's report junk option. Once you've reported it, delete the message. And if you spot a scam, tell the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. From the FTC, what to know about nanny and caregiver job scams. When you're looking for potential jobs as a nanny or a caregiver, you might search online or use employment matching websites like care.com, sittercity.com, or craigslist.com. But scammers know this and can post fake job ads designed to trick you into sending them money or sharing personal information. Here are a few things to watch out for. Be suspicious if you're offered a job and hired without an interview in person or over the phone. Scammers might say they're out of town or too busy, or come up with other excuses for not talking to you on the phone or meeting you in person. But keep in mind, even if they do interview you, that doesn't guarantee it's not a scam. If you get a check before you even start working, it could be a fake check scam. The person hiring you might say it's your first paycheck or that it's to buy supplies for expenses related to caring for their loved one. But later they'll tell you to send part of the money to someone else or to return it to them. They'll come up with excuses like they overpaid you, they need the money to pay for unexpected medical bills, or some other emergency. The check is fake. And by the time the bank realizes it, the scammer has your money, and the bank will want you to repay the money you withdrew. Here's what to do if you get a job offer. Check out potential employers before giving them any sensitive information. Search online for their name, email address, phone number, and even the text of the message they sent, along with terms like complaint, scam, or fraud. You might find that others have had bad experiences and been scammed by the same people, or in a similar way. Don't send money to your potential boss. Your employer should pay you, not the other way around. Don't believe any story about why your employer sent you a check for more than you expected to be paid, and why you'll need to send some of that money back. And if your new employer asks you to send the money using cryptocurrency, a gift card, or wire transfer through a company like MoneyGram or Western Union, don't do it. It's a scam, and that's not a real job. Get as many details in writing as you can. Ask a potential employer to send you details of the job, duties, pay, and the hours. If they refuse, could be a sign of a problem. If you sent money to a scammer, scammers often ask you to pay in ways that make it tough to get your money back. No matter how you paid a scammer, the sooner you act, the better. Report fraud to the FTC, reportfraud.ftc.gov, and to your state attorney general. Tell the website where you found the job. The scammer is likely to rip off other caregivers looking for work. And file a complaint with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service if you get a check through the U.S. mail. If you gave the scammer your personal or financial information, go to identitytheft.gov to report it and get advice to protect your identity. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.